Perfect graduation gift. Enjoy Reading Road Trip. Likely to succeed A to Z. The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. That'll leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, March 10th, 2026 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Normally, you would be hearing Ian Murphy joining us from the Iron Pig Smokehouse over in Gaylord. Well, Ian is sick. Started off with really bad cold, and that turned into what he thinks is pneumonia. So, Ian, if you're listening, brother, get healthy, get strong, get back in the game. We miss you. And if you haven't checked out the South location yet, which is now the only location of the Iron Pig Smokehouse, 4029 Old 27 South. You get off of I-75 south of town at the exit 279. When you come off the ramp, you're on Old 27. You need to head south about 1 mile, and you'll be at the new only location for the Iron Pig Smokehouse. It's on the east side of the road, right across the street from Otsego Lake. Nice location, great restaurant, beautiful bar, and a fantastic outdoor pavilion right next door. The outdoor pavilion has its own bar. It also has food capabilities. All kinds of things are there. The food truck is there. Fantastic. Iron Pig Smokehouse Barbecue. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be asking Ian to smoke our pork again this year. Bring it over to us on Saturday, July 18th. I got to get on his calendar because we're selling tickets already. Many of you have texted me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and you've gotten the link, acconservatives.org. You've gone there, you've read the post, you clicked on the yellow donate button, and you got your tickets. That is the third Saturday in July, July 18th this summer. It is going to be a blast. We are going to have the governor candidates, as well as the U.S. Senate candidates, because 17 days later, after our event, is Election Day. Primary 2026 is going to be on Tuesday, August 4th, It's going to be a great event. It's going to be a great election, and we are going to get some really good candidates to run in November against the Democrats. So if you want to check anything out there about the Iron Pig, go to their website, ironpigsmoke.com. ironpigsmoke.com. Check it out. Love the pork. Love the brisket platter. I think that is probably my favorite, along with some of their mac and cheese. Love it, love it, love it. Well, getting back to these political pundits in Lansing yesterday, the Republican, John Truscott, saying that people really don't start dialing into political campaigns until after Labor Day. I would peg the timeline as mid-summer as being the deadline for this to be done in Iran. Fuel prices need to start coming back down, stabilizing before the summer months. That's according to John Truscott. Bill Ballinger, the Ballinger Report, longtime political insider, former state rep, former state senator. We're going to hear what Bill has to say in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Oh,
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two, continuing on with this Pundit Monday for politicos down in Lansing, sitting around the table, questions getting thrown out by MERS News Service, and them giving their opinions. Now, you have to understand, normally, I agree with Bill Ballinger. Normally. But what he says right here in this story, I'm not agreeing with him in any way, shape, or form. Bill, love you like a brother. This one, you got completely wrong. Bill Ballinger, the Ballinger Report says, and this is interesting, says that Republicans are already feeling the effects of this war. Again, it's not a war. These are strategic military strikes. The mission can be over almost any day now that Donald Trump decides it's over. It's that simple. He says the Republicans are already affecting them in public opinion in a very negative way. It's highly unusual for the United States citizenry to oppose American military forces' entry into an armed conflict at the outset. Any opposition usually comes later. Not so this time. A hefty majority of Americans already opposed the USA's attacks on Iran, quote unquote, said Ballinger. Bill, you're becoming soft in your old age. I see that you finally shaved off that thin hair that you had on the top of your head and now is bald, shaven head. Well, I think when you shaved off your hair, you lost your brains. The barber got a little bit too close and he shaved off some of your brain, some of your gray matter in your head. I totally 1,000% support Donald Trump as our commander-in-chief bombing the crap out of Iran, taking out the Ayatollah and his leaders, his followers. Absolutely, absolutely agree and support this president and everything he's doing 1,000%. And who's this hefty majority of Americans that already oppose the attacks in Iran? Who are they, Bill? Your liberal friends down there in Lansing? Because you've lost your mind. And you know the way I look at it, and they've got a crybaby liberal here being quoted in the next segment. Let's listen to this liberal diatribe. Marina Taylor, founder of TaylorMade Consulting Group. She looks like she's maybe 14 years old in this photograph. I'd say that it began negatively impacting Republicans before you were even done reading the question. I don't know about other areas of the state, but I filled my gas tank this morning and the price of gas in my area had already gone up 70 cents from 309 to 370 in 1 week. Okay, first of all, you don't even know how to do math, lady. 309 to 370 is 61 cents. You said it went up 70. First of all, you're wrong on math. Number two, you guys got to understand, this is temporary. Iran shut down the Straits of Hormuz. They absolutely stopped 20% of the oil going into the supply chain. It's fear. All this is false evidence appearing real that the markets is reacting to. The futures on oil, the price of the barrel of oil has gone up. Yeah, it was up over $100. Now it's coming down. It's back in the 90-something as of this morning. Guess what else? Venezuela's oil is coming online very soon. It's been shipped to Houston in Texas, and it's getting refined, and that gasoline will hit the supply chain this month. That's number two. Number three, It's the price of these attacks. You know, the way I look at it, us paying an extra 70 cents, 80 cents a gallon right now, that's my contribution to the bombs that they're dropping on the Iranian Ayatollah's heads, taking out their ballistic missiles, sinking their vessels in their navy, taking out their radar. Absolutely. I'm paying for the bombs when I fill up my vehicle, and I'm glad to do it. You guys are looking at this the wrong way. And, by the way, when this situation gets completely under control in a couple of weeks, a few months, however long it takes, gas prices will be coming back down. It's already in the grand scheme of things. Trump knew exactly what was going to happen to the oil market. He knew the Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P 500 was going to take a hit. But this is March. We are about right now, folks. March versus November, we're 8 months away. So what part of this do they not get? The question is very, 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 very simple. This is very simple. If we end up with a leader in Iran that won't hate America, that won't hate Israel, that will not attack his neighbors in the Middle East, and give fair elections to the citizens of Iran so that they can elect the leader they want, is that a good thing? You dang right it is. If it brings stability to the Middle East, the Straits of Hormuz, if it absolutely stabilizes the oil market, price of gasoline gets back down closer and closer to $2 a gallon by November, this isn't going to hurt Republicans in any way, shape, or form. This knee-jerk reaction is insanity. And sorry, Bill Ballinger, you are totally 100% wrong on this issue. Sorry. Well, finally, Alina Greer. It won't take long at all for parents rushing their kids all over for spring and summer sports to begin to feel the pinch in their pocketbooks. The question is, how effectively can they manage the backlash should America ground troops head to Iran? That ain't happening, Elena. Trump doesn't need ground troops to finish the job in Iran. You'll never see boots on the ground ever in Iran. Israel, the Kurds, you might see them, but you're not going to see American soldiers. And then begin to see Americans dying in a war that has clearly explained to the American people why they did it. Sorry, in your little utopia world, lady, it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen in any way, shape, or form. Pie in the sky pipe dream. Cliff Delaney says, Bill Ballinger has always been an idiot. Actually, the number is 52 ships. That's all fake gouging that's going on at the pumps. All of the Iran's Navy, 52 ships are at the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Nobody is now blocking the Straits of Hormuz. Guess what? They said two large freighters made it through there yesterday with no problems. And they're getting military escorts. Gunships are sitting right there next to them as they go through the straits together. So yeah, you're absolutely correct. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, the next question they ask these politicos, how far will Perry Johnson's income tax elimination idea take him? Bill Ballinger, again, the Republican, starts this one off. If it takes him to the Republican gubernatorial nomination, it would show how unmoored the GOP electorate from the common sense mainstream public opinion. Doesn't Johnson want to get rid of property taxes too? And what about sales tax? Presto. Zero taxes on everything. Forget about funding government, schools, and infrastructure altogether. There's a word for this. Anarchy. Ballinger? Dude, you're going lefty soft, brother. We need to get you some Republican Viagra. This spine of yours, Bill, is just completely... Dude, you've gone left. Perry Johnson is a mathematician. As a result, he's an efficiency expert. Bill, haven't you seen his most recent TV commercial? He will do a forensic audit on every line of every spending penny in Lansing. And just like President Trump, with Elon Musk's help, Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, is exactly what he says in his TV ad. He will DOGE Michigan. Yeah, we can get rid of income tax and we can get rid of property taxes. We'll never get rid of sales tax. As a matter of fact, sales tax may actually go up. And I'd be willing to pay increased sales taxes when I bless my family with goods, products, and services. I don't even have a problem on services. If you get rid of the state income tax and you get rid of property taxes, sign me up. Hey, trucker, gas in Texas is around $3. It's already going down. Check out Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma. I guarantee it's still in the twos there. And it's coming back. Cliff says, China will be begging us for our oil. Iran was sending them 70% of their oil needs. Newsflash, China will be buying our beans also. Donald Trump's meeting with President Xi later this month. I would love to be sitting in on that meeting or even a fly on the wall. Because you know what? You're going to see President Xi down on his knees begging President Trump. They're hitting the oil refineries and the oil wells in Iran. Black smoke is everywhere. No Iranian oil is going to Russia. It's not going to China, excuse me. It's not going anywhere. They are stopping their entire economy. And China, you bet they'll be begging us for our oil. Trump's already said nobody in the region sell China any oil. I need them as weak as possible going into this meeting. Bill Ballinger. Get rid of income tax, property tax, sales tax, presto. Zero taxes on everything. Forget about funding government and schools and infrastructure altogether. There's a word for it. It's called anarchy. Unbelievable, Bill.